Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on the Marvelous Ones. Probably also on NTN and a couple other things. I'm sorry I did not have, I forgot the opening, so I was going to play for you guys to see what you wanted.
Well, that opening was so good right there.
No, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Pound sarcasm. Hashtag hash brown sarcasm.
What
are the kids say now?
Yeah, it's like, I remember when the hashtag, I'm so old, I remember when hashtag was pound. Right? Now if you hashtag salt, or sand, right? Are you really pounding sand? Right? I mean, that was the old phrase when I was a kid, right? Go pound sand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
moving on.
There may or may not be spoilers on the rest of the show.
Yes. That's something we are going to include in our opening is that there will be spoilers.
Yes.
You can pretty much be assured that sometime during
guarantee
the show we'll do
if,
something.
If there is something in the sci-fi drama that you don't want spoiled, this is not the place to listen. Because we don't even know exactly what we're going to talk about. All
so much so, we may as well just change the title of the show to The Spoiler Show or something like that.
I thought about a show named Spoiler Alert.
Let's say what?
A show named Spoiler Alert.
There's already one.
There's got to be.
I think there is. But
The Marvelous Spoilers.
Or the Spoiler Ones. I don't know how that all works
the
out.
The Spoiled Ones.
But a lot
that makes
of
it sound like princesses. I don't know.
Well, you said you were.
Yeah, I'm not spoiled.
That's off
right?
The air.
He said he was.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Warren. I'm your host, Phil, and my co-hosts are Warren.
Hello, everybody.
And Fernando.
Howdy do.
Howdy do. Fernando is from Texas, in case you were wondering.
Texas, Singapore. Yeah.
They're close.
Yeah.
I think it's hot at both places.
Texas got Paris. Why not, you know?
Hey, wait, Paris Hilton? We got to stop. Let's get into talking. Fernando had a genius idea.
I did?
I think so.
One. Bucket list done.
Because I had a very hectic week, and I get this message from Fernando, like, have you watched yet? And it's like, have I watched? And he's like, it's dropped. And then it dawned on me what it dropped. And it was the Marvel Avengers Xfinity War Part 1.
Xfinity?
Xfinity. Infinity. Oh, my God. I just did say that, didn't I? The Comcast.
I was like, damn, I haven't seen that one.
The Comcast War.
They've got you.
It's your Cablevision
Marketing
Wars.
Marketing genius.
Genius. Infinity Wars. The car ones.
Better. Much better.
Much better.
So I wonder how much Infinity paid to get their name into the title.
I don't think that there's a relation.
Not as much.
Well, we'll see what Tony Stark is driving when the movie comes
yeah,
out.
That's true.
If he's driving an Infinity,
he's driving Audis, I think, isn't he?
No, I believe he had a Tesla.
Did he?
He's had a couple different cars, I think.
That's another gripe. I mean, that's almost another tangent to get off on, just like the cars, because I know we're going to dip into Justice League a little bit, the comparison. But I liked how Batman was just rolling. He was just he was balling with Benzes the entire time.
Yeah.
Tony Stark's got to be like Bugatti.
Tesla.
Bugattis are like words we never.
And Wonder Woman was topless.
What? Hello.
She was topless when she was driving. She was driving a convertible.
Don't go there.
And I think that she was in a Jag, right? Wasn't she in a Jag? I don't remember.
I've
been watching Punisher, and Punisher is like driving Fords, like Ford.
Econoline
and a Mustang, and everybody, it seems like everybody in Hell's Kitchen drives Fords.
Yes, I noticed that.
Is it a New York thing? I mean, you're from New York.
I drive Chevys.
That's why they kicked him out of New York.
That could be why I had to leave.
It all comes together.
You know, well, Manhattan's very small, so if you have to walk because your car broke down, it's no big deal. Where I lived was far away from everything, so you want to be able to get there.
I don't think anybody's interested anymore. No, wow. I'm sorry. That's just me.
No. Wow. Wow.
So, yeah.
The
Infinity Wars trailer did come out, and there was some pretty cool stuff in it.
Oh, man.
But you had to watch carefully.
Carefully? I was freewheeling, man. I just let my little kid go in me, you know?
I did, too. I was like fist pumping.
The first time.
Oh.
You had to,
Okay, all right.
Fist pumping in the air. Fist pumping in the air.
I sort of sank in my seat as I watched it. It's like it had depth and like, oh, where's this going? Like, oh.
It had presence.
It had weight.
Yeah.
It was big.
It was big.
scope.
Yeah. It felt big. It felt big in scope. But where the Justice League first trailer didn't feel that way.
Well, see, even going there.
Part of the score was there.
My first thought actually was, the trailer the Avengers trailer was, in my opinion, I enjoyed Justice League, yeah. but I thought the trailer was better than the entire movie of
yes,
Justice
yeah.
League.
You felt it felt with the playing on the piano.
Oh yeah, and then
the
it starts with
themes.
Tony, right? Being all sad.
And they recorded some special content for it, right?
Probably, right?
They recorded.
Because you don't know if Samuel Jackson is going to be in Infinity War. It may have just been his voice.
Right, but even still, they took some stuff out of past movies and all the past movies.
Right?
And phrases.
And you know what? That takes me exactly to one of my third thoughts, if not first or second thought, was it made Justice League or Warner Brothers, it made them look kindergarten to elementary school where these guys are finishing up their PhD. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Is it Feige, the main producer behind all this, all the Marvel content?
I think that's how you pronounce it.
I never get it right. Anyway, genius, brilliant.
He wrapped it all together.
They did it right. They planned, they had the different phases and all the different character development within their own movies at the same time where it seemed like Justice League, they're just trying to throw everything at once into one film, and it kind of showed, especially in contrast to the Avengers, even just the trailer.
Yeah, it built. The whole time you're watching it, it built. You know, when I watched when I watched the Justice League trailer, right, I felt like they were using the trailer to introduce some characters. Right, you had Wonder Woman, you had Superman, you had Batman.
Cyborg, Aquaman, and Flash
were all introduced in the trailer. Yeah, there was a couple people introduced in the Avengers trailer, but we didn't spend any time on them.
The ensemble is humongous to begin with. Right. So even if you added like five people, great, add it to the 40.
Yeah, add it to the 40. But when I watched the Justice League trailer, I was like, oh, all right, hey, I'm into this. I want to see this movie. When I watched the Avengers Infinity War trailer,
I want to live in it.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
that's what you feel like.
Depth from Warren.
Right. Well, you feel like you're invested in this now. That you have to be. You have to go.
When did you two get so smart with the word smithing and the talking words?
We always have been.
Over the weekend, I watched Smokey and the Bandit, which is my I Ching.
Okay.
But
is that cheating?
I think it's always cheating. When I watched it, you feel it's building towards this great battle and this
moment.
Moment and all the and that's how you feel kind of with all the Marvel trailers. They're all leading to a build, and now you're like, I want to see how the war plays out. Whereas the Justice League, it was like, oh, I want to see Superman, I want to see Wonder Woman.
Yeah, they've never been all together.
How do we get Superman reborn?
Right, they didn't even show him in the first trailer.
Or any of the trailers.
Posters or anything, any marketing. Right? Well, a little bit, but not,
you know,
not the major
stuff. But we all knew he was coming back.
He was coming back.
Yeah. It was either a dinosaur was coming.
Right, because we all watched the cartoons. Or a dinosaur. T-Rex!
Well, the cup
yeah,
was...
The glass. No, you're right. T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex is coming.
Hey, it could have. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, but when I think back to the Marvel movies, there's all kinds of great moments.
Yeah.
So far, we've watched, three or four DC movies. And for me, there's only been that one moment. And that's when Flash is trying to run behind Superman, and Superman looks at him out of the corner of his eye.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I felt that,
You had a moment.
Yeah.
You know...
I had a moment with Batman and Wonder Woman, by the way. That little exchange where he was trying to pull the leader out of her. That was a good one, too.
That was my
scene out of that movie.
Yeah, that was a good moment.
But even,
I think what they thought was going to be the big moment was when Superman showed up and said, I believe in justice. And he throws that punch because that was DC's Hulk beating the crap out of that Chakari snail worm thing that flies through the air.
I think they might have hit it when he came back and was like, oh, is this guy still bothering you? I'm super, and just handed it to him.
Right. But when we watched the first Avengers, right? Yeah. They were pretty much getting their ass kicked.
Oh, are you taking me back? What happened to the first Avengers?
That was when the Chitauri came
out. Oh, okay, got it.
Right? They were losing, right? Then they weren't fighting as a team.
Then Dr. Banner shows up,
right,
and says, "I'm always angry," and then
and
jumps
turns around, turns into the Hulk while throwing a punch. Okay,
let's not forget the line from Captain America. I get a little chills, just like Hulk. Smash. Like, right. Oh, little kid just.
But it, even before that, mm-hmm. when he showed up and Scarlett Johansson goes, and he thinks she says,
"Now we lost Phil." He just,
She says, "You should suit up." And he goes, "I don't have a suit." And Captain America goes, "Now would be a real good time to get angry." And he turns around and he goes, "I'm always angry." And he turns into the Hulk while throwing the punch that stops the battle. Right there, I felt the hair stood up on my arms, and I said, "They're going to win. Right? They're going to win." I felt like it was that League of My Own, of Their Own moment. We're going to win.
Yeah, that's a great segue. That's what's touching on me with, and you know, I try not to, but read some of the stuff that's going on with the movie coming up, is that people are not coming back.
Yeah, somebody's got to bite the bullet.
So that, to my, you know, going off a little bit, you know, The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, that's what gives it a little more oomph.
Yeah,
is you just don't know your favorite characters, whether they're secondary or even the primaries, Iron Man and or Captain America. Probably Captain America won't be coming back.
I'm thinking Iron Man.
No, because Captain America does disappear for long stretches of time in the comic books.
Well, I hate to say it this way, but just in the movie side, he's not signed up for anymore. He doesn't have. I think he'd be wrong, but I don't think he has contracts for that.
Well, neither is Stark. Neither is Stark.
Yeah, RDJ is not signed up either. No. So
it could be either one of them. But if you follow the quote unquote canon, it's more likely Captain America.
It's probably Captain because in because
Bucky can replace him, Falcon can replace.
Right.
A lot of different people have played Captain America in the comic books,
and all hearsay, Your Honor, but. Yeah, Chris Evans is like, I'm kind of done with... He's kind of tired of playing the character. But he's been a superhero for about a dozen years now, including Fantastic Four.
Yeah. He did play a good Torch.
He's better Torch than Captain America. We've talked about that before.
Yeah. I will disagree with you guys. I'm not basing this on anything. I think it's Tony Stark that bites the bullet.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right? Because I think... And when I watched the trailer, I think I'm seeing Tony Stark... In Thanos' world, Thanos' world without his suit.
Driving in Xfinity.
Right, driving in Xfinity watching his Comcast.
Well, there's at one point he's holding the hand of somebody that's down.
I think, you know, and I saw this on somebody else's. They think that Spider-Man and Iron Man end up fighting Thanos on their own for a little while. And Tony Stark gives the suit to the kid because he always feels like he should. Like he feels like he's got to protect the kid.
Oh, who knows, man? They can go anywhere. The story.
And they can go anywhere. But there is a scene where you see Tony Stark, and he looks like he's in Thanos's one of the scenes that has Thanos like battling where he punches him,
punching him down to the ground.
Right, yeah. And he's not in his suit. And Tony Stark not in his suit against Thanos.
I thought
not
he was
good.
In his suit. He's in his suit.
No, there's a scene later. There's a scene earlier before they show that. And Marvel's good at not showing things in chronological order from the movies and the trailers.
Non-linear.
Yeah, but
is that what that's called?
When Thanos punches,
he's in the suit. Yeah. But there's another one where he's looking. I'm trying to do it with Stan Mike. He's looking over his shoulder, and he's not in his suit. And I think he's looking over his shoulder back at Thanos. I think it's Tony Stark. My money is on Tony Stark biting the dust.
All right.
Yeah, I'll double down. Say even both of them. What the hell?
Wow. I wouldn't be. That wouldn't shock me either.
No, there was.
And I think we lose some of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Probably Chris Platt.
Oh, too bad.
Oops. No.
I'd be if they lose got two
more movies. They got two more movies coming out.
Two? I know there's a volume three.
I think volume
they signed up for four altogether.
Oh, did they?
Isn't volume three with other main characters?
Not that I know of.
But even then, what's cool, even as campy as Guardians was, they killed off a kind of a not primary character, but a substantial character. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler alert. Oh, the Ravager guy.
The Walking Dead guy.
Yeah.
See, it all comes together.
It all comes together. It's all about Walking Dead and Game of Thrones.
Well, it really is. Like, again, totally go off on a tangent with the New Mutants. Have you guys seen that trailer at least yet?
I have.
It's kind of dark and scary. It looks more like a horror movie. But yeah, Game of Rain is going to be, whatchamacallit, Wolfsbane, Jonathan, Charlie, who I have one, 2 tiers of separation from, he's going to be Cannonball.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and like two of my favorite characters in the Marvel Universe were, definitely on the New Mutants were Cannonball and Sunspot. He's going to be in it too. Do you guys remember those?
Sunspot.
I do. I, you know, I didn't pay that much attention. Now I'm going to have to go back and watch the trailer a little harder and pay a little more attention. I did not even know we were going to jump into that one, too.
It's in the notes.
It's oh, there it is.
Well, getting back to the trailer we talked about, there's two things in that trailer that jumped out at me that were kind of, not really super spoilers, but there's going to be a big cliffhanger in Black Panther.
Well, because Black Panther comes out before.
Right. So there's a big cliffhanger in Black Panther because you have the two big war parties running, which I can't tell what they are, running out of the jungle.
It's probably like Thanos' army, and they
Wakanda
has something they want.
Random Chikari Kree kind of thing.
So I thought that might have been a continuation of the Black Panther.
I think there's going to be some reveal where one of the stones is probably in Wakanda, or why else would you bring this giant war to Wakanda? You know, for
And then one of the Black Order is in the movie. At least one of the Black Order is in the movie.
What's the Black Order?
Thanos's hit
like
squad,
elite guard, or whatever. Hit squad. Yeah, that's it.
See, I represent for like the non-super.
No, that's okay.
I never heard of them, to be honest with you.
Most of the time, you see those guys fighting Guardians of the Galaxy. You didn't really see them much in the other stuff.
Yeah, I don't even think they made an appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Not yet.
And we haven't seen them in the background of any of the Thanos shots that we've seen at the end of movies, right? Like those, whatever you call them. What do you call them at the end of the movies?
Oh, the epilogues?
Yeah. We haven't seen them in any of those shots. No. So they're introducing new bad guys, which is always a good thing, right? You can't have too many bad guys.
Well, my opinion, the bad guys make the entire movie. If they don't sell
a
bad
guy. If you don't have a good bad guy, you don't have a good
movie.
What
do you think about the Thanos
character? That's one of the problems.
I think he's good enough. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's one of the problems with the Justice League. I don't think the bad guy was.
I think it could have been Superman 4, and Superman just took care of it.
You know, here's the thing. In the Justice League trailer, they never showed the bad guy.
Didn't they?
No. Right? I'm with you. Bad guys make movies.
All I can say is Batman 4, the George Clooney one, if that's 4. Don't get me wrong, I love Schwarzenegger, but as a bad guy,
horrible. Captain Cool didn't come off too well.
Yeah, like now Joker, Nick,
Joker, Riddler came off really good.
I think that was the same. Was that the same? No? That was the Val Kilmer Batman.
Yes,
talking about Jim Carrey.
Yeah, him and Tommy Lee was
Two-Face.
I mean, that's where they went off the thing. And they started getting too comic booky and not taking it seriously.
Yeah, in superhero movies, actually any movie, I think if you don't have a believable bad person that you love to hate, you struggle with the movie. And in the Justice League trailer, we never saw Mars, the God of War.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he just reiterated my point to make it his own. Just
yes, he did.
No, I didn't. I was agreeing with
you. He does that a lot.
Warren was here. He saw that.
He does that a lot.
I'm a thief.
Now, you talk about Thanos being the character of Thanos has, for me, is the way they've played it as a character, it's going to be good. But my God, that makeup is... Oh, it to me, if it's CGI...
I think it's more CGI than makeup. Oh,
my God, they should have done a makeup.
I've heard that. It's taking people out of it.
Yeah, it looks... When
not
I look
enough
at
to
him,
say I'm not
all
watch
I see
it.
Is plastic face.
Well, maybe that's his...
Maybe that's his new alter ego.
I'm plastic face.
Watch my face. I'm going to reconform it.
Yeah, it bugs me. Thanos is... CGI makeup, however you want to turn it.
Is it his
it just
face?
Bugs me.
Because you've never complained about that in his little outtakes in the other movies.
Well,
is it the face or is it that you don't like bald guys?
Well, I don't like you then.
It's the chin.
No, it's just doesn't look right. I mean, Thanos...
It doesn't look...
Well, you know, Thanos
in the company, make it
all
better.
All right. See how you guys are.
Wait.
Bite me.
All he has to do is take his shirt off and Fernando's in.
Really?
Well, it looks like we're going to have a teenage Groot.
Teenage Groot?
Teenage Groot in...
Oh, Groot. Groot. I was like, Groot. Yeah. I was wondering if he was going to be a little more grown up since the last epilogue in Guardians.
I think the only...
and that just reminded me. We also know something else about
Mantis
the Thor movie. Something happens to... Because at the end of the movie, Thanos' ship rises above the Asgardian vessel.
Right.
And then next thing you know, Thor's has obviously been rescued by the Guardians.
We don't know. That's pure speculation, Your
Honor. That's what this is for.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, we are completely speculating on that.
Damn
but
it.
I like that.
I didn't read notes.
Because...
So what happened to the rest of the Asgards? Guardians.
As Guardians.
As Guardians.
Sir, it's Ars Guardians.
As Guardians.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're right. It could be easily two storylines happen there. One, that's the first time we see Thor in the movie where he's like, who the hell are you guys? Because that's when the ship approaches. Or
and Thor knows everybody.
On. And later on. Does he know everybody?
When you watch the Thor movies and all this stuff, right, and the Avenger movies and the other movies that he's made appearances in,
it's a big universe,
Thor, right? But Thor seems to know everybody,
like Darth Vader and Aquaman.
Well, I don't know in the MC universe,
it'd be
right?
Nemo.
Not the whole universe.
Well, let's be specific. You said everybody, the whole universe.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Warren. I don't like his chin.
Well, he knew when
they first started talking about the Infinity Stones, he knew about them. He knew to take them to the Collector. Mm-hmm. He knew about the Tesseract. He knew about the Chitauri. He knows about blah, 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 blah.
He doesn't know what Natalie Portman's up to, though.
Nobody does.
He married Darth Vader. Sorry. He's making a good point. I'm trying to, like...
Derail me, right? Revenge.
I saw a great meme of Darth Vader a few weeks ago. So, it's got four panels. First panel, Darth Vader is doing his chokehold two fingers thing, and he says, "You have little faith." And the guy, in the next figure, you got one of the guards holding his neck like he's being choked, and he goes, "Harder, Daddy." And the next thing, Darth Vader's going, and then the last thing he says, "What?"
And for those of you who are listening that didn't see the Warren's little pose, he did this like Darth Vader was like stunned, like that guy's going hard today. You know, that is kind of a good idea to get out of a choking, right?
Is this show being recorded? Because I was hoping to not keep this in my memory.
You know, it is. I'm going to clip that out.
Lovely. Okay.
Luckily for you, I didn't turn the camera on today, though. I probably should.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm really excited now for. And it's in May, right? May.
Yeah, we got a
full Black Panther.
We have Black Panther
which
beforehand.
I'm in.
Which did you make the cut?
I don't know. Who knows? So
we're doing fist pumps.
If I had to bet, I'd say yeah. Again, I just saw some of the playbacks, and it's like they've got to keep that cut.
They got to keep that cut. That would be
awesome. Look at me.
You're a celebrity.
That's where I am. Right there. That's me.
I will actually. In the movie theater, stand up and be like, I know that guy!
And then I'm going to
be like,
and it's me!
And then they'll remove you.
We should go see it together.
Okay.
And then you can stand outside and sign autographs as people leave.
I'm going to just stand up and be like, holy ass, that's him!
Because all Asians look alike. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can't tell the difference.
I can't either.
But I'm going to be like, will you sign my hat and be like, how did, and then you're going to look at me and say, how'd you pull me out? How'd you know it was me?
I would never, those words would never come out of my mouth talking to you, sir.
You are beneath me. I would
be like, and then just like sign my hat. It'd be awesome. Then everybody would be like, who's that guy? I'm like, he was just in the movie. Did you see that?
And everybody looks at that. Chris Evans. That was not Chris Evans.
No, the other Asian guy.
Close enough.
Wow. But. I'm full in, and it's 7 months away.
Ow. That's like, let's mention it. Let's like Warren send us that link to, what was the name of that new Netflix thing coming out? Carbon something?
Altered Carbon.
Yeah, a little free advertising for them. It looked kind of cool, the trailer on Netflix.
I'm all in on that.
Warren sends us that link, and it's like, oh, okay, watch. I was like, whoa. February? You asked. I was about to watch it tonight.
I was going to binge watch.
Yeah, I was going to binge tonight.
Jerk.
Freaking jerk. And then he calls us jerks.
Yeah, well,
probably
we deserve that. But yeah, I think I'm
a marvelous one.
I'm a marvelous jerk. I feel like, though, is there a mistake? did the MCU make a mistake? Because I feel like right now, that trailer overshadows Black Panther.
Easily. But what's the choice they have?
Or was this done to make sure people go see Black Panther?
People are going to get people really excited.
Because they put a lot of Black Panther stuff in this trailer.
They did.
Well, Wakanda is like a major, almost a player, a role, character in the film. Just by watching.
It sure
like,
seems that way.
By 20% or more of the film is Wakanda. Just me reflecticating in my head.
Because you have, Captain America showing up again in Wakanda.
Get that man a shield. Oh, I thought they said a sheet. I've been trying to figure that out.
Shut up. You fool no one.
I really thought they were like, get that man a sheet. I'm like, who's naked? What is going on there?
The KKK. What's going on?
I see, that wasn't even in my mind. But then I'm like, why is he? Okay, that makes more sense. Get that man a shield.
And then you had the big battle coming out of Wakanda.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Hulk goes to Wakanda.
The Hulk Buster is in Wakanda.
So is War Machine.
Is he?
Oh, come on. You gotta do that.
War Machine
Stop.
Comes flying.
The whole scene.
War Machine comes at you.
At the very end, he comes flying in over top of the Avengers.
I mean, there's the Falcons there. Where was the Ant-Man? I didn't see Ant-Man.
No, he wasn't. I didn't see him either. But we got a whole bunch. I'm sure there's going to be at least 5 or 6 more trailers between now and May.
Which I almost don't want to watch. It's a love-hate because I totally want
to
lose myself.
I'm scared to.
But they're doing a great job of, like, it's almost like is it like Star Wars where they kind of misdirect you, like what you would say, mislinearage.
Well, doesn't Marvel also film scenes that don't make it into the movie and put them in the trailers?
The one little pinhole, when I was on set, they definitely shot a couple scenes that are trailer only scenes.
That's awesome.
It is, because I was actually upset at first, way back with that one. I don't know which Iron Man it was, but it was when Gwyneth Paltrow had the helmet and she's like, go fetch, and threw it out the thing, and he's like, I had to jump out to go. That was never in the movies.
Right.
And I was like, I thought about that. I was like waiting for that scene because I thought it was neat. And that was just.
Yeah, not so cool.
Yeah. But yeah. Wait, we're fanboys. So
we're
give us anything.
Fanboys. And we watched it anyways. Next week, because we are quickly running out of time here, next week we are going to talk a little bit about Punisher and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Which started back up this week, which is surprising it's coming out of the same Marvel universe as all the rest, because it's last season it ended kind of unattached, and this season it begins kind of unattached.
Well, I think they're starting a whole new
effort. But it's like a really rough cut.
Yeah, you get arrested and zapped into space.
Yeah, but it's not what I expect out of the MCU.
There was something. Now I'm going to search way back to my childhood and all this stuff.
Cave paintings, Civil
pretty
War.
Much. So there was one point where the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was Earth, and then you had another secret organization similar to S.H.I.E.L.D., but it was in space.
Yes.
And I can't remember the name of that one. Maybe this is the forming of the space version of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I'm drawing a blank of.
Well, I think they're already in that group is already formed, right? I think that group is already formed because
all be dead because the way that space station looks is kind of empty in the trailers.
Yeah, that's kind of true too. But I think that group is already out there, and it's like they're going there to fix that.
Well, full disclosure, I won't be here next week because, what is it? Oh, I'll be in Hollywood watching Star Wars.
You suck.
I had to say something because you guys were taking up all the airtime.
For those of you who are not watching, I'm telling him he's number one twice with my biggest fingers.
Biggest? Oh.
He's the big number one.
You're the big
number one twice.
So you're like number 11.
Woo, that's like Woo. Like Stranger Things. She's my favorite tangent.
That's a big tangent.
Well, I was just feeling lonely over here because I'm not a S.H.I.E.L.D. guy.
Yeah,
here
well,
next
I'm
week,
sure
so.
You'll feel lonely at the opening weekend in California.
Not
Star
California,
Wars.
Hollywood.
Hollywood.
At the
I'm
Chinese
sorry.
Theater.
At the Chinese
where
theater.
Where all the handprints are
the
and
Grumman.
The stars. Not, hey. Not anymore. It's gone through like five names.
Oh, it's got a new name?
It went from the Grauman to Man to TLC. I think it's TLC now. Who knows?
I didn't know that.
Warren, we have to figure out what handprint we want a picture of.
Oh. They got some like really old school, like at Grauman. Yeah, they've got some old school ones there. They'll have Schwarzenegger and...
Yeah.
John Wayne. It's got to be John Wayne.
Marilyn
John
Monroe.
Wayne. I wonder if the Shaw Brothers have a star.
Who are they?
Kid with the golden arm, Chinese.
Oh, gee, how did I not get that?
Chinese.
How did I not get that reference?
Chinese.
I'm the 1% on that.
Chinese kung fu.
Oh, because I would know that, right?
I thought you would know the Shaw Brothers are like famous director. You should be impressed that I know who directed these movies. Right?
You don't know kung fu. Oh, I know kung fu.
I know kung fu. We'll be back next week, maybe. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't.